صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. It has been narrated that once some non-Muslim came to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and requested him, "Oh Abul Hasan, tell us about the attributes of your cousin," that means the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither very tall nor very short, but rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little taller than the medium height. His blessed color was white with the mixing of redness. His blessed hair was not very curly, but a little curved coming down to the blessed ears. His blessed forehead was wide, eyes filled with kohl, teeth gleaming, beautifully raised nose, neck as clear as a long-necked flask of silver. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would set his step so firmly as if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been descending from a height. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pay attention to someone, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pay full attention. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look taller than people. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would look prominent. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk, people would remain quiet. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give sermon, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the audience weep. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very kind and merciful to people, merciful and soft-hearted for the widows, the bravest and the most generous, and having the most gleaming face. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wear jubba, a long loose dress, and eat the barely beard. The pillow of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made of a leather filled with the bark of date tree. The charpoy, a light bedset used nowadays in Indo-Pak, consisting of a web of rope or tape netting, was made of acacia wood woven with the ropes of the leaves of date tree. The things which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used were sword, Zulfiqar, donkey Yafur. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would tie and give fodder to the camel. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would patch his clothes and would mend shoes himself. Having given the description of the complete blessed appearance, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem stated, "I have never seen anyone like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after him." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you heard how beautifully Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem has described the blessed beauty and habits of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very soft-hearted and the one who would love orphans and children. So humble was our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would patch up his clothes himself. On the other hand, we need a new dress for every party and dispose of the clothes which are in good condition without any reason. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do his work himself, but we intimidate our family members and servants into doing our work. If anything contrary to our mood happens, we start quarreling with the family members and punishing the servants. Sometimes we even dismiss them from their jobs. Remember the blessed character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose kalima we have recited, gives us the lesson of being humble, affectionate towards the younger, and treating servants well. Therefore, adopt the blessed character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make your world and the hereafter better, because the blessed manners and habits of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are unique and outstanding. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique and excellent amongst all creations. Surely there was no one, there is no one, and there will be no one before and after who has such a beauty and appearance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both Mawla-i Kainat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has rightly stated, that means, "I have not seen anyone like you before and after you." Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, "How could blessed companions Alimur Ridwan see the one Who is like the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For Allah azza wa jal has no created anyone like him. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala.